The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And one more time, we welcome you to Cohawk Arena here in Cedar Rapids on the Coe College campus for another beauty here at Rivalry Saturday 14 as we get ready for a battle of top 10 rated teams in Class 4A, as it'll be the center pointer Banna Stormin Pointers, number 3 in the preseason poll in Class 4A, getting ready to take on the defending state champions in 4A basketball, number 6 rated North Scott. And welcome again to Cohawk Arena. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you. And again, my thanks to Ryan Schlater and Gina Rogers for helping us out throughout the day here on KGYM. And Steve, the last time we saw the North Scott Lancers, they were winning an overtime honey against the Marion Indians to win the 4A championship. And much like Marion and much like others, most of that team is back. 4A is absolutely loaded, and especially in the eastern part of the state, and you can put the North Scott Lancers right up there as well.
Well, one of these teams are going to see each other again. I mean, we talk about how would they divide this region, because you're right, it's 4A is loaded, and you know, this is going to be a great matchup here. Talking to the coaches, they both said this is the game you want to start out with, and they said they both couldn't be more pleased to have this opportunity, because it tells you right away where you're at and where you get to go and what you need to work on, and plus you're playing a really good skilled program. So this should be a really fun one to end on today.
Center pointer Banna made the 3A state tournament last year, and the enrollment went up a little bit, so CPU moves up to Class 4A, and to be perfectly and brutally honest with you, probably would have maybe been the favorite in the state if they would have stayed in Class 3A. But that's the way things play out, and CPU is up to 4A this year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, he said enrollment-wise, he said, yeah, we've jumped, they've gone. He said when he got there, it was 400 in school. Now they're at 500 and some in the school. So it's jumped, and he says that's a good thing. Their numbers are up at the school for them, and so he said it's been good. But, yeah, it jumps you up a class. But, you know, he's real pleased where they're at now and where they got coming up, too.
Both teams are 1-0, and both teams got win over a quality program. Center pointer Banna won at Mount Vernon in a WAMAC conference crossover game on Tuesday, 53-30. And North Scott got a win against the Jefferson Jayhawks, 66-36 over Eldridge. They broke open a little bit of a close game in the first half to win it, going away by 30 at 66-36. But you take a look at North Scott, and it's the same cast of characters. Grace Buffelli, who was a freshman last year, six-footer, 17 points, 9 rebounds, almost a double-double against the Jayhawks on Tuesday. A young lady by the name of Sydney Happel, a six-foot sophomore, 14-8 the other day. And then you've got the two guards. You got Presley Case and Riley Rucker. Presley Case, coach's daughter, only a sophomore. Madison Case is a senior this year. They will both play. Presley will start. And then Riley Rucker was terrific in that championship game last year.
Boy, Riley Rucker is a great player. And, you know, we saw him last year when he had his daughter, Presley Case, come off the bench. And we're like, she's not going to be on the bench very long. You can tell that she's going to be one of their top players, and sure enough, moved into the starting role as she should. But, well, yeah, Riley Rucker, she is a dynamite little player.
Yes, and for center pointer Banna, their whole cast of characters basically back from last year. Allie Woolridge leading the way, though, 6'1", a senior. She stuffed the stat sheet the other day against Mount Vernon. 8 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, but she was the fourth leading scorer in that game. Going to be headed to Drake to play her basketball next year, and she is certainly makes a CPU team tick.
Well, and, you know, I talked to her dad a little bit about her going to Drake, and he said they should have given her the number 15 because she can play 1 through 5, and that's true, and she'll be doing that. And, you know, I talked to Coach Plett with Center Point, and I just said, so are you going to keep her face to the basket, some inside? He said, no, you're going to see her more inside and try to take advantage of that this year. So he said she's becoming a lot more comfortable doing that as well, whatever's needed for her team.
And certainly not the only player with some good credentials for center point Urbana. Of course, Adriana Catcher, all she did was win the cross-country championship this past fall and has turned into just a terrific, terrific all-around athlete. Lamia Sisk at the point, very, very good, especially on the defensive side. And then they can come off the bench with four or five players with Favors, Wilson, Milliken, Dufault. Just up and down the line for this center point Urbana team. And their leading scorer the other night was Olivia Brecht at 12 points. And you wouldn't think Olivia would be the one that would lead the way, but she did the other night.
Yeah, not on this team, but, you know, that also gives you a little daylight into that program, too. So they're not going to have to rely on them all. And, you know, talking to the coach, too, I said, so what's the one thing? You guys have been to state. You have Marion. What is the one thing you need to change that's going to get you over the top? And he said, defensively, we have to make more stops man-to-man. He said, we struggled at that and getting more stops on a man-to-man defense. And he said, that's what we need to be a lot more consistent. But he said, that is absolutely the number one priority.
All day and all through the year, our high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com. Thanks to Dan, thanks to Tom, thanks to the entire crew at all three locations. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. They're brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. For the visitors, the Storm and Pointers of Center Point Urbana, number three in the state in Class 4A. And they come in with a record of 1-0 on the year. Three guard lineup for center point Urbana. At one guard, it'll be number four, Adriana Catcher, 5'11 and a sophomore, coming off a 10-point game against the Mustangs the other night. Of course, the state cross country champion in Class 3A for the girls. Also at a guard, Lamia Sisk at the point, 5'7 and a senior. Very good distributor and very good defender as well. The third guard will be Olivia Breck, coming off a 12-point performance against Mount Vernon for the 5'6 senior. Up front, it'll be at the forward spots, Allie Wooldridge, 6'1 and a senior, headed to Drake next year, an All-Stater, returning All-Stater. And Callan Fox, number 44, 5'11 and a junior. That is your starting lineup for the center point Urbana Storm and Pointers, coached by Philip Klett, assisted by Doug Arnold and by Andy Wooldridge. Now the starters for the home team in the scoreboard, the defending 4A state champion North, Scott Lancers, 1-0 on the year out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference and preseason number 6 in Class 4A. For North Scott, they will go with this lineup at one forward. It'll be Chloe Engelkus, 5'7", and a junior. And for Engelkus, she comes off a 3-point game against Jefferson. The other forward, almost a double-double the other night, is number 22, Sydney Happel, 6 feet even and a sophomore. And Happel with a 14.8 rebound performance the other night. At center, it'll be Grace Buffelli. She was a force last year as a freshman, 6'1", sophomore, 17-9 the other night in the win against the Jefferson Jayhawks. And the starting guards at the point, the coach's daughter will be number two, the younger daughter, Presley Case, 5'4", and a sophomore. Don't let 5'4 fool you, because she is terrific out there. And Case, 7 points the other night against the Jayhawks. And Riley Rucker, the 5'7 junior veteran. Rucker, 11 points the other night against Jefferson. The head coach for North Scott is TJ Case, assisted by Devin Rolston, Paul Rucker, and Todd Satterley. Our officials tonight led by Jeff Horst and his crew. North Scott in their home white uniforms with the red numbers, red letters, and the silver trim. Center point Urbana will be in the traveling gold uniforms with the outline black numbers that we love so much, and with CPU in the front. As we're ready for this one, I think this may be potentially our best game of the day.
Well, on paper, you look at a lot of good games, but you would say, what's the best one on paper? I would say this is your matchup.
Some of the things you're looking at here, what do you think CPU's got to do?
Well, you've seen all the starts we've had today. I mean, this that nervousness in first games, you know, North Scott. I think North Scott had a game, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they've had a game already. So, but you want to see, both teams are going to try to set the tone defensively and try to push the ball.
It'll be tipping it up. Happel against Woldridge. As we are underway, CPU wins a tap to Callan Fox, and she'll take it quickly into the front court. Storm and Pointers going to the bucket to our left, and North Scott straight up man-to-man. Over to far side, Fox. She'll be picked up by Happel. Circles out front. Now drives down the right side of the lane. Cut off in demand, looking for some help. And gets it out top to Adriana Catcher. Yeah, going to be Rucker on her.
Yeah, good defense right now. Setting the tempo on North Scott's side.
Ball fake. Sis drives right baseline. Off the glass with it. No. Used her body to shield off the defender. Couldn't get it to go. And here comes Riley Rucker the other way for North Scott. Going coast to coast. Drives in. Cut off by Woldridge. Got it out to Case. Back to Rucker. Wide open three. Curls out, no good. Offensive rebound to Feli and an offensive foul. She just cleared out. She had position.
Yeah, she kind of led and just displaced her. And that's a no call.
I would have to agree with you. And it's going to be full court pressure applied here by the North Scott Lancers.
Yeah, I was impressed with the Feli last year, Scott. I think she's going to be one of the top posts in Iowa.
And I think she's gotten bigger and stronger this year, it looks like.
She is quite a little, not little, but she is quite a player.
Woldridge will bring it up. It's going to be her on Befeli. Woldridge going one-on-one. Leaner, no good. Contact play on. Lead pass to Rucker the other way. One-on-two. Rucker all the way down. Gets the layup to go. It'll count the foul. This team will run with those two guards, Rucker and Case.
Yeah, and Riley's the one, too, that'll make things. I mean, she's kind of the straw that stirs the drink, and she's just so heady, so heady.
Adriana Catcher is going to get the foul for the Storm and Pointers, and Rucker gets the three-point play. And it's 3-0, and North Scott with the pressure. Throw over the top, nobody home, and Case comes up with a steal. First turnover for center pointer Banna. Got to have a good start if you're CPU. Apple looking over in the corner to Case. Step back three. Good.
Wow. No thought process. Just launch it if I'm open.
And it's a 6-0 lead for North Scott. Behind the back, Olivia Breck. Going to be Presley Case on her. They clear it out. She'll bring it up. Down the lane, and we got a reach foul on Case. And that looked pretty clean.
Ooh, hand on top of the ball there.
First on Case, second team foul on North Scott. And it'll be ball out of bounds to center pointer Bannon. They'll lob it in at the left block, or left elbow, I should say, to Woldridge. Woldridge gets a double team as she drives back to catcher. High pass brought down by Fox, tried to get it inside and threw it away. Can't have empty possessions if you're the Storm and Pointers.
No, because right now they need to get off to a good start right now. And but the tone has been set right now defensively by North Scott and those two little guards that are making things, Case and Rucker.
Lob pass in. North Scott with a 6-0 lead on 2 3-point plays. Halfletter shot blocked. Here comes CPU the other way. Fox lead pass diagonally right side to Sisk. But Rucker gets back, and now center pointer Banna gets into the offense in the half court, and a bad pass, too tall for Fox, out of bounds.
Yeah, and Fox did a nice job trying to hold her position, but just the ball out of reach.
6-0, 2-10 into the ball game here from Coe College.
CP, a little 1-2-2 half court pressure.
And the pass tipped away and stolen. Lamia Sisk comes up with it. First turnover of the game on North Scott. Catcher, starter dribble, tried to go crossover. Kicks it back outside to Woldridge. Storm and Pointer's got to get Woldridge going.
Oh, they do it. You know, right now, too, I think she needs to post up a little bit and try to get something going down low.
Sisk got it knocked away by Case. Stolen out of there by North Scott. They got a 2-on-1. Rucker all the way up for the layup, and it's 8-0.
Look how she uses her body, too. Knows there's going to be contact, but she keeps her body strong to finish.
Timeout CPU. They're going to get a 30 here to avoid letting this one get away early. This, like we said, coming in, this is a terrific, terrific basketball team.
Well, you know, now you sit there and you look at how do they compare to Center Point? How do they compare to Marion? Because that's those are your comparison points around here right now. And, well, I'd like to see them play Iowa City West, too. I think that would be another great matchup. So But right now, Center Point just isn't in a flow, and that's caused by North Scott's defense. And right now, Center Point just needs to maybe come out. You want to come out of timeout, maybe try to call up a special quick hit play just to see if you can get a good look out of some. But now would be a good time for a quick hitter if you can get something set up.
CPU down 8-0 here in the early going to the North Scott Lancers. Woolridge to inbound. Gets it to Brecht. Sisk stays in there. Catcher and Reagan Defoe will make her first appearance for Center Point Urbana. Lob pass too tall for Woolridge. They had her on the block, couldn't get her, and then having trouble with it and giving it up on the other end for North Scott is Rucker.
Yeah, well, you know, they did the right thing, tried to post up Woolridge, see if we can get something, but, you know, just the entry pass, not where you like it.
5'8 senior Reagan Defoe into the game now for CPU. And she is she's instant offense and instant enthusiasm. Inside, Woolridge scores in a high-arching teardrop.
Well, that's what they needed. Post her up and see if you can get something, and I think they're going to have to do more of that.
8-2, trap in the backcourt. Rucker trying to dribble out of it. High pass brought down, and they just beat the 10-second wrap. Now to the left baseline. Open jumper swished right through for Sydney Happel.
Boy, great ball distribution by North Scott. Break that press.
10-2, Engelkiss. Working on Breck, goes behind the back with it. They go back door. Nice catch by Adriana. Catcher for the easy two.
Yeah, and then good job by Adriana, too. Just got her body set and held her composure for a nice balanced shot.
10-4, and CPU's going to go to the bench. Buffelli gets loose in the baseline. A pump fake shot partially blocked by Woolridge, and Sisk comes away with it. Sisk had it knocked away from behind. Going to go out of bounds. And it will stay with the Storm and Pointers as more subs coming in for CPU. Carly Milliken will come in, 5'4 junior, and Cindy Bavers, 5'7 senior, will come in for the Storm and Pointers. And coming in for North Scott is Brooke Corson, I beg your pardon, 5'7 and a junior. Where's number 14? And also Grace Hansel will come in, number 44.
Nice spin move.
Shot good.
Nice spin move by catcher.
Looks a lot more confident this year in her
big
sophomore
time.
Year.
Yeah, big time.
Lead pass ahead to Rucker. They break the press. Off-balance runner, no. And the weak side board pulled down by Sydney Bavers. Long up-court pass. Catcher with the grab. Inside, and a charging foul going to be called on Carly Milliken.
That Presley Casey, nice job. She knew it was coming and got her body set.
Substitute, Happel back in. As each team going to the bench quite a bit here in the early going, and now a little three-quarter court pressure. Little diamond and one. The ball tipped away and stolen. CPU gets it back. Off the third, North Scott turnover. Catcher, good pass inside. Woolridge fouled. Nice catch and went up right in the same motion.
Yeah, she did a nice job. She knew she had to go up right away, and there's a nice slash cut to the basket. Tell you, North Scott better figure out this 1-2-2 right now, because that's giving them a little problem their last two possessions.
Woolridge gets the free throw. That's three in the early going for the 6'1 senior, Allie Woolridge. Rucker, Hansel, Happel in there along with Corson and Case for North Scott. And now as I say that, Buffelli will come in for Hansel. Now a little different. Diamond and one full court pressure by Center Point Urbana. Was an 8-0 run, and now it's 10-8. So an 8-2 CPU run coming here. Shot beating the pressure, no good. Storm and Pointers with a rebound. Milliken's pass up court, tipped out of bounds.
Well, looking at North Scott, too, they got everybody staying too close against that pressure, where you want to spread it out and kind of extend the length of the court to open up some gaps. And right now, they're kind of staying where the zone is.
Fox in, and Woolridge will get a quick breather. CPU, Adriana catcher, will try to go back door. Fox could not get to it. Here comes Rucker the other way. Seventh turnover for Center Point Urbana. Apple in the high post and threw it away, tried to get it to Buffelli down low.
Well, that's about the fifth turnover between the two teams on making a post-entry pass, and That skill seems to be lost today. We don't see too many good post-entry passes. Of course, we haven't seen a whole lot of posts anymore. It's more five out.
Well, Ashley Tull, the last game was pretty good for North Lynn.
Yeah, that's true.
Fox on the ball fake, drives in, stops, pops from seven, won't go, and the rebound to Happel. Outlet pass, Presley Case coming up court and down
wow.
the lane all the way and got it to go.
Boy, good strong move right between the seams.
She just hit an extra gear, too.
She did.
5-4 sophomore, and it's 12-8. CPU with the ball down by four. Isolated over on the right side. Going baseline. Cut off there. They try to bounce it down on the block. Stolen away by Happel off the Fox pass. Turnover number eight. Case collects it. Three on three. Goes between the legs a couple of times with it. Flips the pass ahead. Cross court now to Rucker. 2:05 to play first quarter. Back it comes. Case for three. Left side. That's an air ball. Buffelli trying to make the save. Couldn't do it. Madison Case will make her first appearance, the older daughter of TJ Case, 5'4 senior. And Engelkus back into the game as well. 12-8, under two to play. Catcher driving a kick outside. Milliken three-pointer short. And a rebound to Engelkus. Trapped, gets out of it, and pushes the pass ahead on the bounce to Presley Case. I wonder if TJ was an Elvis fan. You should have asked him that.
Yeah.
Happel outside the arc, left wing. They go cross court now to Case. Looking down low as a front, Buffelli. Out it goes to Happel. She'll try it for three. Too strong. And the deep kicker comes out to Babers. Two on one the other way. Diagonal pass ahead to Catcher. Catcher goes over the left hand. Too strong off the glass. Weak side board to Babers. Back it comes to Defoe, and CPU has it again. Babers for three, and she connects.
Yeah, that's a big three right now. And that just changed the course of this game right now. You just now it's a 12-11 ball game, and center point's looking a lot more comfortable.
Well, they've stopped North Scott's fast break, and now they come up with a steal and the first lead for CPU. Timeout, North Scott. Adriana Catcher with her third field goal. And we're going to get a full timeout. 53.7 seconds to play here in quarter number one. And it is center point Urbana 13, North Scott 12. Back after this 30-second break on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Back with you here at Cohawk Arena. A lot of coaches still here. Still a good crowd, considering it's the last game of the night coming up on 9 o'clock.
Well, and you're seeing players here too, Scott. You're seeing players from metro area that are here watching. So I always like seeing that when kids want to come and on their own time and check out. But I've seen some Xavier kids and Prairie kids. So some Marion girls are here. Of course, they're going to be interested in center point and maybe interested again in North Scott.
Got a feeling they might meet sometime here. Yeah, the Marion coaching staff to our right, the Xavier coaching staff up there, Tom Lilly and Steph Potts. They fell to Johnston today over in the Des Moines area by about a dozen, I think they said. So off the timeout with under a minute to play, CPU extending that pressure, driving to the bucket. Rucker cut off by Allie Wolderidge, who's checked back in, looking for some help, spinning. Finally hooks the pass back out to Presley Case. Case to Rucker, bouncing to the corner now. Engelkus puts it on the floor, drives in, and traveled with it.
Good job by Woolridge, kind of getting her cut off and left her nowhere to go.
See if center pointer Banna goes for the last shot. Into the front court. They lob it down.
Oh,
nice
catch.
Favors kick outside. Three on the way is short. No good. And the rebound to the Storm and Pointers. They'll get another crack at it. They try the bullet pass inside and throw it away. Turnover number nine. Buffelli chases down the loose ball. 3 seconds to play. Rucker on the penetration. Goes up off the glass. No. But drew the foul.
Well, and if I'm center point right there, they should have recognized the clock saying, hey, we have the ball, 12 seconds left, let's now work it for a good shot. And there wasn't any communication down there. And that gives North Scott an opportunity to get a bucket here going into second quarter.
Free throw good. Tying things up at 13 for Riley Rucker. She had five early, and they've kind of forgotten about her. Second free throw also good. And North Scott with the lead of one, and we'll have the throw in, and that will do it for the first quarter. After one, number 6 and 4A, North Scott 14. Number 3 and 4A, center pointer Banna 13. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with quarter number 2 after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
We are back at Cohawk Arena. Riley Clark into the game. She picked up that foul on the penetration for North Scott. We start quarter number 2, and the Lancers will have the ball. 14-13 as they head to the bucket to our right. Anglicus in there, along with Happel, Buffelli, Presley Case, and Riley Rucker. So starting five back for the North Scott Lancers. To the baseline, Happel left wide open, and before the shot, she traveled with him.
Quick feed again.
First quarter stats, CPU shooting 45%, 5 of 11, 1 of 3 from three-point range. North Scott, 5 of 12, 42%, also 1 out of 4 from three-point range. And 8-5 CPU on the rebounding edge right now. Very even first quarter.
Yeah, very even.
Olivia Breck back into the ball game. They work the triangle left out to Clark. Jumper right through for three.
Yeah, good patience offensively for center point. They've really calmed down and got better looks.
Throw over the top. Buffelli trying for the save. Lobbed it in and got it to Clark, though. North Scott trying to get this thing up tempo and turning it over, doing so. On the drive right of the lane. Ball tipped away. It's loose. Sisk makes a save on it, though. Lamia fouled by Happel as she tried to turn the corner.
Yeah, a little too much hip and extended her knee out, and that's they're going to call that every time.
Maddie Wilson into the game now, 5'5 junior. And as I say that, she takes a seat. Adriana Catcher back in. So it's Clark, Catcher, Brecht, Sisk, and Woolridge. They try to lob it to the corner. Tipped out of bounds, going to stay with, say, CPU. 16-14, we play just about a minute here in quarter number 2. Stormin Pointer is looking to get it in, and they do. Far hash mark, Brecht will set it up. Starts a drive, goes behind the back with it. Cut off by Anglicus, bounce to Woolridge. They clear it out for her. Woolridge all the way down, reverse layup, rimming it good.
Yeah, nice baseline move up and under, reverse layup for Woolridge.
Pretty, pretty move on a nice set play. Case, pull-up jumper right through, just inside the arc.
She can just change the momentum just on her threes alone.
18-16, this has been a dandy CPU by two. Catcher, plays catch with Breck, outside the arc, right side. Right back it comes to Adriana. Goes between the circles, cross-court now to Sisk. As North Scott's in his zone. No look, nice. Bounce pass. Clark gets the layup on the reverse.
Now they're finding the seams. North Scott's in a 2-3 zone, and they're being patient and looking for gaps.
20-16, center point Urbana by 4. And this one's been a good one so far. Rucker in front of the CPU bench. Pull it pass. Nice catch in traffic. Buffelli goes up and scores.
Well, Buffelli did a nice job, number one, to catch it and then regroup and get good balance and put it in.
First bucket for Grace Buffelli, believe it or not. That's 20-18. Storm and Pointer lead at 2. Sisk. Stutter dribble coming to the right side. Picks it up. Double team. Over to catcher. Left side 3. Way off. But the board chased down by Olivia Brecht for the Storm and Pointers. Nice pass inside Woolridge. Turns it down. Gets it to catcher. Right back it comes to Woolridge. Leaner up. Left is short. Tipped it out, but it picked up by Case. Case ball handling in the backcourt like a pro.
Yeah, big time. Through the legs, everything else.
Apple shovels it over to Rucker. They go in the high post to Buffelli. Turns at the free throw line. 17-footer way off the mark. I think she got hit. Storm and Pointers got away with one there.
Yeah, they did. And you could almost hear it from up here.
As Happel will come out, Madison Case will come in.
And I like the matchup, too. They got Woolridge on Buffelli, and that wasn't how the game started, and I like that change.
Rucker off the clear out, drives in on Brecht. Layup rimming, no, but foul called. Either on Sisk coming to help or on Brecht. Going to be on Lamia Sisk. Team's fourth, both teams with 4. And Rucker, who has been to the free throw line 4 times, made all 4, gets there a lot.
Yeah, she reminds me of Menser. Is it Menster, right? From
Riley.
Yeah, she, a lot of the same similarities in their style of play.
Got them both. 20-20. Our game. We're going to see a lot of ties, I have a feeling. Back to the zone. And this one, a 1-2-2 zone now. And back out front. Ball tipped away. It's loose. And Brecht will box out and come up with a steal.
Yeah, good job on her.
Lob inside. Nice catch. Woolridge layup good.
Well, just good anticipation by Woolridge and where to find a gap. And great job hitting her.
Hatering out a catcher with the assist, cross-court pass, stolen away. Tipped by Brecht. Brecht one on two, drives in, lays it in.
Well, this 1-2-2, Scott, has done just enough to bother North Scott, and they're really having a tough time.
24-20, near steal. Buffelli gets it right of the lane to Rucker. Cross-court now to the corner. Open three on the way, no good, and we got a push underneath. It's either going to be Woolridge or Buffelli, and they're going to get Alley. Only her first, team's fifth, so no free throws. Carly Milliken back in, and Sisk will get a breather. 24-20. Engelkiss back into the ball game. Also back in is Corson to the left side. 3 ball won't go. Rebound fought for. Corson fell down but kept it alive, and North Scott gets the offensive board. Under 4 to play. We're at the halfway mark here in the second quarter. 24-20 in favor of center point Urbana. To the corner, wide open. Corson, 3, way off, and the rebound to Milliken.
Yeah, right now North Scott's just not getting in a rhythm offensively. They're gunning too many threes.
Brecht, 3, back iron, no. And the rebound out of there to Buffelli. CPU has stopped the running game, and a timeout going to be called by North Scott. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:30 to play here in the first half. And it's CPU 24, North Scott 20. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Scott Udash, Steve Dozer back with you from Cohawk Arena here in Cedar Rapids on the Co campus. Been a good one so far. 24-20, center pointer Urbana. If you joined us late, North Scott jumped out to an 8-0 lead. And then it was a big run by center pointer Urbana. A 20-8 run to take a four-point lead. Off the timeout, see what North Scott runs against the CPU zone now. 2-3. Here's a three from the corner, way short. Woolridge might have got a hand on it. We got a tied ball underneath.
Befelli's getting a little breather right now, so they're not being able to. Everything for North Scott is on the outside. There's a lot of 3-point right now, so there's just not a big rhythm going on offensively for North Scott.
Melissa Perrin in for the first time. She's a 5'2 senior guard. So 5'2 and 5'4 in there, and Woolridge fouled going up. I think Presley Case going for a reach.
Yeah, she got all arm on that.
That'll be her second foul. You don't see many backcourts, 5-4, 5-4, 5-2 right now.
No, and right now center point needs to take advantage here and just be patient and kind of work that inside game again.
Free throw up, good. Woolridge second one, swish right through. And Woolridge now in double figures with 10, and this is the biggest center point Urbana lead. They break the pressure with Happel. And see if they run a little bit of perimeter game right here. Bounce up top.
Center point staying in that 2-3 zone.
Rucker playing catch with Presley Case. Right back it comes, top of the key. Perrin on the left wing. She'll circle at the top of the key. Back to Happel in the high post with 2:38 to play. Case penetrates. Goes up with the off-balance runner. No. Forced it up. And here comes center point Urbana. They've done a good job rebounding, too.
Yeah, they have. And there's no inside presence right now for North Scott.
Woolridge bounce inside, and Case knocked it away from Milliken. Turnover number 10. Here's Case. Goes up with another runner.
Wow.
Takes it home.
That runner started from the free throw line when she let go.
Six for Case. 2:10 to play here in the first half. Right corner, lob pass on the block. They double down on Woolridge, gets it up top, and dribbling it off her foot that time was Milliken. Back-to-back turnovers. Rucker the other way, through traffic, left-hand layup, rimming it good. Well, Rucker with 11.
Yeah, and right now a little 4-0 run there by North Scott without Befelli in, so it could have got away from them.
26-24. High-low pass, nobody home. Happel got a hand on it.
Yeah, Woolridge is pretty winded right now. You got about a minute and a half. Going to have to ride it out.
Perrin to the corner. Catcher got a hand on that pass up top. And North Scott retains possession. Three short from Case outside the arc right wing. And a minute 20 to play here in the first half. Catcher. Right back it comes up top. Milliken. They get it to Woolridge. Turn around 10-footer. Nope. And the rebound to North Scott and a foul on a push as Happel fell down.
Yeah, and that's 90 feet away from the basket, too. That's a foul you don't want to see as a coach.
Team foul number 6. Foul's going to be on Reagan Defoe.
No one in the bonus.
Nope.
At this point. Wow.
Now Woolridge is going to get a breather now.
Yeah.
And North Scott can tie or take the lead here with the three ball. Case playing with two fouls will lock it up. Gets it to Angelkiss. Angles left with it. They work the weave up top. Case goes between the legs with it a couple times. Working on Adriana Catcher. Befelli back in, sets the high post screen with 50 seconds. Looking for the two-person game on that right side. But Catcher doing a nice job on Befelli.
Yeah, doing a great job on her.
Giving up some pounds, but not only about an inch or two. Pass up to the top, stolen away by Defoe. That's what she does so well. I bet she leads the Storm and Pointers in floor burns.
Yeah.
Dribbling in the corner, 22 seconds. Circling the lane, having it knocked away was Clark. Got it back, but then threw it away. Turnover number 13. Up ahead, Case. Case driving in out of control, but a block.
Yeah, that you could see where Case was going, too. Just no one was going to get, even if you're in front of her, she's going all the way to the rim.
Oh, and Defoe a little slow getting up.
Yeah, that's a good call, but it was kind of an out-of-control layup, but she wasn't back on defense, so those are tough calls.
I think it's going to be a two-shotter here for Case.
No, 1-1.
Ooh. So 13.3 to go. Case will try to tie it up. Down two for North Scott. Free throw number one, up, back iron, no, and over the back, going to be called on Happel.
Is that her second?
Third.
Third, yeah, that's a bad foul.
92 and a half feet away.
Yeah, and it's just one of those, you got to really look at the clock, see the situation, know how many fouls you have, and there's no point for going in for that.
Now Woldridge will come back in.
Yeah, good call. Get an offensive set here, an offensive look here with her in.
Brecht, Defoe, catcher, Sisk, and Woldridge. 7 seconds. Sisk, right wing. Tried to lob. It was tipped and stolen. 2-on-2 the other way. 2 seconds. Rucker will try to play, beat the clock, and got fouled with .6. Too many turnovers in the last minute and a half for center point Urbana.
Yeah, and just a lot of poor decision-making there in the last couple, and then some rebounding or fouling, and so it's not how you want to go into the halftime.
Foul Lamia Sisk, or was that on Defoe? Free throw up and good by Rucker, who is now 7 of 7 from the line. Nope, 6 of 6. And she can tie it up. One more right through. Time for a throw in, and that will do it. Halftime from Coe College. We're right back where we started. Center point Urbana 26, North Scott 26. We'll come back, talk halftime with you from Coe College after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
And we welcome you back here to Coe College. 26-26, our halftime score. North Scott and center point Urbana. Lancers jumped out to an 8-0 lead. CPU came back with a 14-5 run to close out the first quarter, to make it 14-13, and it's been nip and tuck ever since. CPU had a 6-point lead, but North Scott scored the final 6 of that first half to tie it up at 26 apiece. Let's take a look at the halftime scoring for center point Urbana. Allie Woldridge leading the way with 10 points, 3 field goals, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Adriana Catcher, all from the field. 5 for Riley Clark with a 3 and a 2-pointer. 3 points, Sydney Babers on a 3, and Olivia Breck with a field goal and 2. For North Scott, Riley Rucker, 13 points, leading the way. A perfect 7-7 from the free throw line and 3 field goals. 9 points for Presley Case. Grace Buffelli only 2, and Sydney Happel with 2 in that first half of play. Bench scoring right now is 8-0 in favor of center point Urbana here at this point. Turnovers, CPU with 14, and they had four, and I believe, the last 90 seconds of that first half of play. And North Scott with 11 turnovers in that first half. Team shooting, center point Urbana, right at 50%, 10 of 20 for the ball game, 2 of 6, 33% from three-point land, 4 out of 4, and 100% from the charity stripe. For North Scott, 9 of 23, 39%, 1 of 8, 13% from beyond the arc, 7 of 8, 88% from the free throw line. And points in the paint, CPU leads at 16-12. Each team with 13 points off the turnovers. Second chance points, center point Urbana leading 3-2. And North Scott, they got running early. They have a 10-4 advantage in the fast break points and rebounding in that first half.
Yeah, pretty close again. I mean, both teams are doing a great job, and all their stats are close. But North Scott right now has 11 total rebounds, 4 offensive and 7 defensive, and 14 for center point with 3 offensive and 11 defensive. But right now, Scott, you know, both teams totaling 25 turnovers for this half. And that, you know, as a coach, that's like you said, center point had 3 or 4 towards the end there, and that's just something you don't want to see. But we've seen it, you know, it's early games, and you see a lot of this kind of stuff right now. So that's pretty typical. But boy, what a game, what a fun game, what a balanced game. And could you tell me it could be 52-52 at the end? Yes, it could be that. It's just a very evenly matched, you know, team. And, you know, Riley Rucker, she's got 13. Could she take over and do more? Yes. I mean, she's that kind of player. It's good to see Allison Woolridge really look to score more. We've seen her where she gets everybody involved, which is great, but sometimes you want to see her do a little more, and we're seeing that too. So great job by their leading players on both teams.
Well, in this game, if you don't think there's anything on the line, trust me, the girls' union takes a look at this at the end of the year when they start putting pairings together. And you're going to move up or you're going to move down in their thoughts. And especially as competitive as 4A is on this side of the state of Iowa and in this area, you want to win as many of these games as you can. That's what makes it so important tonight.
Well, I can't think of a stronger class, 1 through 5. Could you for 4A? I don't think there's a stronger class this year than 4A overall from top to bottom. So, strong group, strong class. And we're seeing a different center point team, Scott. We've seen them, and they just seem to mature. They look more mature. They're obviously a year older, but the improvement that we've seen from last year to this year. And, North Scott getting to where they won it last year. And so it's going to be really interesting to follow center point. And like he said in their conference, he said it's a nice conference, but he said we need more games like this. And they're trying the scrimmages and all that, too, to try to help prepare them.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the WOMAC this year, it's going to be Marion or center point Urbana. There's no doubt about that. They're going to be 1-2 in the West. It's just a matter of who's going to win the two head-to-head battles.
Well, and Marion slides over to the other side next year.
Yeah.
So
when lose Western Dubuque and Anamosa.
So but they said Marion will slide over to the other side. So
that'll be make things very, very interesting. Scores from earlier on today. It was Algona Garrigan this morning over Van Buren, 71-53. They're back in their comfortable beds right now. or should be anyway.
That's right. That's right.
Maquoketa Valley over MFL Marmac, 50-37. It was Bellevue over Iowa City Regina, 39-29. It was Iowa City West over Davenport Assumption, 60-48. In overtime, Springville over Panorama, 65-53. It was Marion all over Linmar, the biggest margin of victory in the history of Rivalry Saturday, 61-16. And it was North Lynn over Cascade, 49-44. As CPU makes her way back out of the locker room, and they are ready to go for second half action. Again, Monday night, we'll have boys basketball, our boys basketball debut. And that will be Dubuque Wallard at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And that will be a non-conference affair coming up on Monday night. And then Tuesday night, I think, Steve, we see West High again going.
Yeah, I believe it is West Side. I'm checking that right now. We got against Jefferson, and that's going to be at Jefferson. So that I'll be looking forward to seeing Jefferson. And then I believe, well, we don't have Iowa City or Liberty, but we'll see them sometime this year. And it'll be fun to see what Liberty's got going this year as their first year into the conference.
Well, I can give you that as if on cue. Final, Waterloo West over Liberty, 54-29 tonight.
Okay. Well, and Liberty, too, they're young. I mean, when they joined the school, a lot of the upperclassmen, juniors, seniors decided to stay where they're at, so they didn't have as many numbers. But to fill out their schedule, Liberty has picked up some MVC conference games. They'll be full bore next year, but so that'll be interesting.
Yep.
You know, and you look at the MVC this year, too, Scott. I mean, you got the City High and West, but then it'll be interesting to see Cedar Falls. And I think Tony Pop is going to have another nice little team again this year. So
and Waterloo East won their opener.
They did. Waterloo East has two guards, Scott, that are pretty darn good. So Waterloo East is going to challenge.
As long as they stay at East, everything will be fine.
Yeah,
East is going to win some games this year.
They will. They will win some games. And, you know, I look at them playing Linmar right now. You know, it's just it's going to be a different year and pretty competitive other than the City High and Cedar Falls and the Iowa City West of the world. But after that, it's going to be pretty darn competitive.
Yeah, Cedar Falls, West, and City High, I think you can
all three are ranked in the top five.
Right, heads and shoulders above. Maybe then probably Prairie.
Yeah, I think Prairie will be in that group. Prairie and Xavier would be in that group. And then
like a Kennedy or a Wash jumps up.
Kennedy's going to be better too, Scott. Wash is going to be better. So, and you got Waterloo West. So, that's going to be... going to be kind of not the haves and the have not, but almost with Iowa City and Cedar Falls, and so it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
North Scott basketball as we open the third quarter, and it's going to be Brooke Corson to start the second half. Presley Case, Grace Buffelli, Anglicus, and also Riley Rucker. And CPU coming out in the 1-2-2 zone. Pass to the corner. Corson tries to bounce it down low. Gets it to Buffelli. They double team on her. Drive and a kick. Back to Buffelli. Goes baseline in hard on Woolridge. Threw a little contact play on. Cross court now to Case. Give you the CPU starters here in a moment. They're going with their five. Anglicus with the jumper won't go. They battle for the rebound. Going to be out of bounds. Going to stay with North Scott.
Yeah, that Buffelli and Woolridge both went after it. That was a coin toss.
Right of the glass looking in for Presley Case. Gets it up top to Anglicus and right back behind the screen. Couldn't get the three off, though, and Lancers will get in the offense. Now on the far side, three good by Riley Rucker.
Boy, she's so impressive. So many things she can do.
16 for Riley Rucker. 29-26, and North Scott on a 9-0 run right now. Catcher to try to stop and missed everything on the three. Woolridge keeping it alive out to Olivia Brecht. Woolridge bounced down low on the left block. Getting loose. Fox, turnaround won't go. Tries to chase down her own rebound. Can't do it. Here comes Case. Long diagonal pass ahead in traffic. And Adriana Catcher.
Wow.
With a nice steal.
Yeah. Tiptoe up the sideline.
Center pointer, Banna basketball going to the back bucket to our right. They dump it up high to Woolridge. Was open for a moment. Now kicks it out to Catcher. Right of the key, three off the right side. No good. And Woolridge fouled.
Yeah.
Commits the foul.
That is second one, I believe.
Yep.
So far, okay for foul trouble for her.
9-0 run between the end of the second quarter and the start of the third quarter. Here's a trap, and Woolridge comes up with it, but, well, I'm going to say it was a turnover.
Yep.
TJ Case would rather say no.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the center point has done a nice job on that half-court 1-2-2.
Whip pass right of the lane, and now Buffelli's going to get called for a push on Fox. That is her second. Team's first. Storm Pointers have done a nice job of neutralizing Grace Buffelli.
Yeah, they have. She's really not been very much involved in this game, and that's something I bet coaches talked about, ways to get her more involved.
Brecht off the inbound. Over in the far wing to Lamia Sisk. Plays catch outside the arc. Now on the right side. Brecht on the ball fake. Drives in. Tried to hook pass, and Buffelli just knocked it out of bounds. And it will stay with center point Urbana. Nice pass inside to Woolridge, but couldn't get the leaner to go. And Buffelli made a nice save on it. And now we got a jump. It'll stay with CPU. And Jeff Horst coming over to the scorer's table.
See, they're questioning over here, Scott, that you said, did they call this a turnover or a jump ball over here with Woolridge?
I thought they called it a turnover.
Yeah, and they might have called that a jump ball is what they're discussing right now, what the play was over there.
So it will be center point Urbana ball. So that was a turnover. It was not a held ball.
Yep.
29-26, North Scott.
I'd like to see officials get together and get it right.
Give and go right back to Sisk, but can't get the layup to go. In and out.
All right, got to catch that one in. That was a nice out-of-bounds play.
Almost netted 2 points for the Storm and Pointers. Engelkiss up top, left point, gets it over to Case. Turns outside the arc, catcher coming out on her. Back to Corson, and now running through a screen. Nope.
Yep, that's
illegal
a good call.
Screen.
Yep. Oh, okay. Well, I had it the other way.
Engelkiss will get the foul.
Yeah. I thought she kind of ran through ran her over.
Going to say it was an illegal screen, though.
Yeah.
29-26. CPU down three. Sisk. Bullet pass down on the right block. They double on Woolridge. They work the triangle right. Breck uses up the dribble. Back it comes to Adriana Catcher. 5:20
to play.
Trying
to get the short corner.
Here's Woolridge. Turnaround good. Just inside the arc on a 17-footer.
Woolridge running the short corner, and that opens up the middle and gives her a little look at the baseline.
12, even dozen now for Allie Woolridge. Breaking the pressure, high lob pass over the head of Case and out of bounds. Turnover number 15 on North Scott.
Well, and how much has come from that 1-2-2? I mean, it's kind of shocked they haven't figured that out a little bit, what they need to do.
Well,
but center point's done a great job with it.
Height is not beneficial for the guards for North Scott.
No, not at all.
Sisk, nice no-look pass down low to Woolridge. Step-through move and was fouled by Buffelli.
Yeah, I like what center point's doing. They've moved Woolridge now, run a little short corner, duck into the bay, or the block area, go back to short corner, and I like what they're doing with that offense.
And Allison Woolridge, perfect from the line, 5 out of 5. What broadcaster's jinx? Perrin back in for North Scott. Also coming back in for the Lancers is Hansel. And they're going to get Buffelli a rest. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Woolridge stays perfect at the line, leading center pointer Urbana with 14. And CPU back out in front, 30-29 by a point. Into the corner, Case trapped, looking for some help. Timeout. Dad saved her.
Yeah, because that would have been a turnover. They did a nice job getting it right at the half court.
30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:37 to play in the third. CPU 30, North Scott 29. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
North Scott ball off that timeout. They saved the possession. And then Perrin gave it right back.
Well, and center point came out man-to-man, too, so they switched it up a little bit on them. Had a set play. Looked like they tried to run out of the timeout, and center point switched up defenses.
She zigged when she thought she was going to zag there. 4:20 to play in a third. Sisk hooks the pass inside to Woolridge. They double down on her. Out top, ball fake. And the hook pass to catcher overhead and out of bounds. Turnover 15 on center pointer Banna. Now some three-quarter court pressure.
Yeah, extending, bringing it up a little bit.
And Adriana Catcher out front, and then Woolridge runs over Case to pick up her third foul going for the steal.
Yeah, she fouled about 60% of her body.
I think it was more like 75.
Yeah.
Now Woolridge probably going to have to come out.
It is. Now she's got three fouls, and so now you got to play that foul game now.
Sydney Babers in for CPU, 5'7 senior. You lose a lot of ability, and you lose a lot of height.
You do, and Woolridge is just smart, and then, you know, she's obviously their best player, and you don't want to have her sitting too long.
Rucker circles into the lane. No look pass back to Hansel. Lost it for a moment. Picks it up and was fouled. Kaylin Fox, maybe? Yep, 44.
Yeah. The game has slowed down right now. It's become too many turnovers right now, and there's been really no flow right now this quarter offensively for really both teams.
I think that's to CPU's advantage.
Off
the inbounds, three won't go. They've got a 2-on-1 break. Hook pass. Now
great
a bounce ahead.
Pass.
Lasisk, who missed the layup, though, flies in there too strong and then threw it away. Riley Rucker, 2-on-1 the other way. Coming down all the way. Right-hand layup good. 18 for Riley Rucker. And North Scott back up one, 31-30. Big time in this game. From the high post, Fox can't get the roll on the turnaround 12-footer. Rebounded out of there by Madison Case. Out left to Rucker. Across the timeline for North Scott. Bounce pass along the sideline, and Baber is going to be called for a reach.
Well, and right now, Buffelli's still out, too. Now you can kind of manage her a little bit and saying, you know what, Woolridge is out. We're going to keep you out a little bit longer, give you a little more time here. Or do you say we're going to bring her in? Woolridge is out. Let's bring her in. So a little interesting to Buffelli is he's got her still sitting.
Riley Clark checks in for center pointer Banna, and Reagan Defoe also in. Pass in the left wing. They try to bounce it down low, and Defoe with a reach. Wasn't even a good pass down low either.
No, it really wasn't, and didn't do a good job defensively. Just Defoe kind of leaned on her too much, and refs called the body foul.
31-30, team foul number 5 on center pointer Banna. Here's Case, little poke shot, no good from the left baseline, and over the back, Hansel off the miss.
Yeah, that was a good box out. Good box out by Sydney Bevers?
Favors.
Favors.
2:59 to play in the third. Low scoring second half. We were tied at 26 at halftime, and right now North Scott with a 5-4 advantage here in the third, leading by one. Bounce up top to Breck. Plays catch with Riley Clark. Breck on the ball fake. Drives right free throw line. Babers. No look pass cross court to Riley Clark. And North Scott's in his zone. 2-3.
Yep.
Ball fake. Back to Breck. Fakes the three. Starts a drive. They collapse on her with Madison Case. Pass down low. Too tall, but kept alive by CPU. And a timeout to save the possession for Philip Klett.
Yeah, and Coach has got a good point here. She didn't really have the ball when the timeout was called, so he was upset that the possession really wasn't in her hands by the time he called timeout.
That's pretty much up to the discretion of the official.
And that's a hard call to make, too, because everybody's yelling, timeout, 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 and you really got to pay attention and listen to who's calling the timeout and do they have possession.
31-30, 2:25 to play. No, we thank everybody for staying with us all through the day here on KGYM, the North Gym, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Coming up Monday night, our first boys contest, non-conference, between the Kennedy Cougars and the Dubuque-Wallert Golden Eagles.
Where's that game at? Is that, I assume,
Kennedy?
Yeah, it's hard to win up there, Dubuque-Wallert.
Yeah, good luck. Every coach in the MVC says that is the hardest place to play.
You could play 5-on-1 and somehow find a way to lose up there.
Babers pass, stolen away. Case into the passing lane. Lead pass to Perrin, and she'll circle it back out wisely. Turnover number 16. Presley Case goes baseline. Cut off by the double team. Looking for some help and bounced it off a Stormont Pointer. Madison Case is in there along with Presley Case.
That was a heads-up play by Presley. She got caught in the double team there and threw it off her leg to keep the possession alive.
Milliken back into the lineup for Philip Klett. And center point Urbana. 31-30, CPU down by a point on defense. Going baseline on the drive. No look, bounce down low. Hansel couldn't get it. And Defoe comes up with a steal. Off to Adriana Catcher. To the trailer, Defoe. And North Scott will get back into that 2-3 zone. Favors into the high post to Defoe. Hook pass, tipped by Madison Case, but right back it comes to Milliken. Has used up the dribble, needs to find some help, and does. Bounce pass to the corner, now out front. Cross court, it goes to Favors. CPU's just not moving real well right now.
No. And with roll rage out right now, their flow is gone.
High-low bounce. This catcher trying to get it inside of the block, and it's loose. And now we got a foul on center point Urbana.
Yep. Loose ball. It's going over the body. I think that's on Defoe.
That'll be the fourth on Reagan Defoe. And here comes Woldridge. A little bit of a gamble right here.
It is. You got a minute 10 going into the third. So, you know, if you can wait that minute 10 with your – it's only a one-point game. If she gets anything cheap here, that just changes things.
And look who's coming in.
Yep, there we go.
There's Buffelli. Now,
a little chess match going now.
If North Scott breaks the pressure, they're going to get it down low to Buffelli and try to get that fourth foul on Allie Woolridge.
I would go right at Woolridge.
But CPU's going to play zone. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter.
Right there. There you go.
They try to get it down low, but it's deflected by Woolridge. Good defensive play.
Great defensive play by Woolridge. Good position.
CPU basketball, Woolridge out beyond the arc. Up top to Carly Milliken. Over to the left wing, Favors. Down in the corner. They hook the pass as they overload that left side to Woolridge. She's got it at the 15-foot mark. Woolridge puts it on the floor. Drives. Kick outside. Left-hander for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Catcher no good.
Wow.
Third effort up and in. She was wide open.
There wasn't a North Scott person within 10 feet of that basket. I've never seen that before.
32-31. Other end. Quick three. No good. Madison Case. Rebound CPU. They got 15 seconds. Three on two break. Bounce pass right side. Ball fake and a drive. Pull up 10-footer short. Rebound, volleyballed around, and picked up by Case. Up court it comes to Buffelli. Buffelli will drive in on Woolridge, can't get the shot to go, and that will do it for the third quarter. Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. Center point Urbana, 32, North Scott, 31. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union right here on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Shooting percentages through three quarters. Center point Urbana, 38%, 12 of 32. 2 out of 9 for three-point range. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line for North Scott. 36%. They're 11 of 31. 2 of 12, only 17%, but 88%. And too many turnovers, Steve. You mentioned that during the break.
Yeah, 39 turnovers between both. And those are kind of tough to overcome. But to both teams, they're both even in the turnover almost. So
32-31. Buffelli posting up. Puts up the follow-in. Banked it home for the heart of the lane.
Yeah, they need to do more of that. To open up to keep their outside game open, they need to get it inside, pounded into Buffelli.
33-32, only her second basket. Zone again for North Scott. Hook into the high post, Woolrich. Drives on Rucker all the way down the lane. Contact play on. Oh, blocking foul. Boy. Late call on Buffelli.
Well, and wrong official to call that, too, in terms of position. So that's a little surprising. He was kind of blocked out from her.
And the fourth foul on Grace Buffelli.
Yeah, coach has a reason to argue that.
And it'll be free throws coming up for Allie Wooldridge. And Wooldridge on the line has been perfect tonight and gets it to go. I'm going to say, actually, that was a 1-1 after the shot.
After the shot, yep.
Which makes it even more interesting. 33-33. Shooting for the CPU lead, and it's good. 8 of 8 from the line. 16 for Allie Wooldridge. Three-quarter court pressure. North Scott beats it with the diagonal pass up ahead. Rucker over to Happo, who's been quiet here tonight. Puts it on the floor, starts a drive on Lemia Sis. Good defense. Near steal out front by Riley Clark. Clark out there, along with Maddie Wilson. Happel up top, Engelkiss. Extra pass. Over it comes. Case three won't go. That's Madison Case. And the rebound loose on the far side. We're going to have a jump ball eventually, and it's going to go to CPU.
Yeah, great hustle by both teams. And you can see how important this game is to both already. So both teams diving at loose balls and trying to get that extra advantage for their team.
Wilson, Sisk, Wooldridge, Milliken, and also Clark. The five for center point Urbana. Clark in the high post. Two-person game. Flip pass, cross court now to Lamia Sisk. No look into the corner. With 6.5 to play. Wooldridge in that short corner. Gets doubled immediately. Out to Sisk. Puts it on the floor. A lob pass. Nice catch. Wooldridge fouled in traffic by, I think, Happel.
Wooldridge is so good at that, Scott. We've seen him with this whole second half where she's floating behind the zone a little bit and finding the right gap. But just a smart player, and her teammates are doing a nice job letting things happen, and when they see her open, they find her.
Fourth on Happel. So Happel with four and Buffelli with four, and CPU in the bonus, and they've got the right player at the line, and Wooldridge connects. And Grace Hansel will come back in for North Scott. So the two posts on the bench right now for the Lancers. Free throw good. CPU by three, 36-33, and North Scott in serious foul trouble. Trapped. Rucker along the far sideline, finally gets it out of there, give and go on the drive all the way in. Engelkiss had it blocked. TJ Case wanted a foul, didn't get it. Then CPU, touch pass to
Sisk.
Oh, waved it off on a charge.
Wow. How did she make that, though? Wow.
Didn't count, though.
No, that's too bad. That was a nice, heady play by center point getting the ball up the floor.
36-33. Crowds are into it. Rucker spinning out of trouble on the far sideline, looking for some help. Still looking, and finally gets out of there to Madison Case. Three guards in there right now. Through traffic, Rucker penetrates, kicks it back out to Hansel. And now North Scott will set it back up.
I'll get the ball to Rucker.
Into the corner, they find Rucker. Three-pointer, and she hits.
She's so heady, and the ball needs to be in her hands now from this point on.
And CPU lost her defensively.
They did. She had a wide-open look, and you can't do that.
36-36. Sisk, top of the key. Back it comes, left wing. Three, going to be way short, an air ball, and then the ball comes loose to North Scott. Wooldridge might have got away with a little bump there. Rucker driving a kick. Engelkiss, three, way off the mark. No, rebound out of bounds. Going to go to North Scott. As Brecht back in and catcher back in for center point Urbana.
But Riley Rucker is gassed right now, and you got 5 minutes left, and this is where, do you give her that quick, you know, get a timeout for the team and let her get a break, or do you, you know, give her, try to get her a quick breather here, because you're going to need her down the stretch.
Well, CPU wants to make some hay. It's right now.
It is right now.
With Happel and Buffelli out. Case starts to drive left baseline, cut off by catcher. Now to Engelkiss, drives in, shot rejected, out of bounds by Wooldridge. who came over to help for the weak side.
Yeah, and they're trying to spread him out right now and try to take it in. But, you know, without Buffelli, that just makes it very difficult to get something to the rim.
4:54 to play, tied at 36 in this big battle of 4A top 10s. On the drive, Rucker takes it in, penetrates, kicks it to Hansel.
Travel.
Turnover number 19 on the Lancers. And center pointer Banna will walk it up across the timeline with Lamia Sisk. Nora Scott going to stay in that zone. Sisk, pull it past to catcher, down low in the lane. Back to Sisk, jumper, no good for three from the right wing. And Case rebounds, gets out of the double team, gets it ahead to Rucker. Lead pass to Engelkis. Out beyond the arc, left open for a moment, turns down the shot, gets it to Case, behind the back with it. Presley to Madison. Case. Engelkis coming off the screen. Deep three. Front iron. No good. Rebound and a block shot underneath. Catcher got it.
Yeah, got to be strong with the ball, and she wasn't very strong to bring that ball down.
Woolridge, drive. Sisk. Oh, they had the corner open. Didn't see her. Back to Woolridge. Starts to penetrate. Drives in. Back door to Sisk, who gets the easy layup. Timeout CPU.
Full timeout.
We'll take it with them. 3:51 to play here in the ball game. It's center pointer Banna 38. North Scott 36, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
3:51 remaining in the ball game. 4A, number 3, center pointer Banna, 38. 4A, number 6, defending champ North Scott, 36. Buffelli came back in during that timeout.
Well, and she needed to. I mean, Woolridge right now, and like you said, they need to make hay. Center point needs to make hay, but if you're center point right now, you got to be a little bit more patient and keep working that zone and finding the back seams, which they've been able to do. And if you're North Scott, you got to work some inside game right now and try to get it in and out, because you got to get Buffelli kind of running the block to block.
CPU, see what they come out with defensively. They're going to go zone. Kind of a flat 1-2-2 here. We mentioned Buffelli back in the game. Engelkis behind the screen. Madison Case, three-pointer way off the mark, but the weak side rebound to younger sister Presley Case. And North Scott gets another crack at it. Buffelli in the high post, lost her for a moment. Cross-court pass, Engelskin,
boy,
three.
That was downtown.
No, Buffelli rebounds, turns, had a block from behind by Adriana Catcher.
Whoa, yeah.
Tell you, TJ Case, I think, is going to get one before the night's over.
I do, too, and he might have had a case, a little pun there, but he might have had a little case for a foul.
3 minutes to play in the ballgame. 38-36, backdoor alley-oop. Catcher with the catch, had it blocked, got it back. She'll dribble a lot of trouble. Back to Olivia Brecht.
That center point needs to just work their offense right now to get some looks. They don't need to rush anything.
Each team in the bonus. Left of the lane, catcher, double team, cross court, Breck, three-pointer, ring it up!
Oh, that's huge. That is huge.
She had 12 in the win against Mount Vernon, has 5 tonight in her first three. Other end, wide open, three, no good, Madison Case, and a rebound to center pointer, Banna. 5-0, many run right now by CPU, 41-36 lead. Sisk to Brecht, who might have hit the shot of the night. Adriana Catcher in the near side corner, turns on Rucker. Now spins on her, got to get rid of that, and does to Sisk. Sisk angling right with it. Give and go, right down low on the block. Sisk kicks it back to Bavers, who's back in there. Minute 50 to go in the game. CPU doesn't really have to shoot unless it's a layup.
No, they don't. But they're going to get a five-second call out front or some travel.
And or a steal.
Yeah. got to attack a little bit and work that zone.
Buffelli came up with it, gets it to Presley Case, but CPU gets back defensively. They'll stay in the zone. And North Scott has not been able to hit the threes, and they're going to get a timeout. Full? Yes, it will be a full timeout, so we'll take it as well. Minute 29 to play in our ball game. Center point Urbana 41, North Scott 36, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Back with you here from Cohawk Arena. Thanks to Scott Monk and everybody here, all the staff at Coe College for being our hosts today.
Well-run tournament, that's for sure.
And already looking ahead to Rivalry 15 next year.
Are they? That's great. It's been a wonderful tradition and a good promotion to girls basketball for sure. We participated back in the day and had a lot of good barn burners with different teams. It's just a lot of fun.
40 to 36. 41, thank you. I was going to say, what happened to the one? 41-36. Inbound, nearly stolen away by Woolridge, but it's out. And Philip Klett thought it went off of Buffelli's foot.
Yeah, that was close.
Woolridge playing with three. Defoe on the bench with four for CPU. And the inbounds pass slapped by Breck, and North Scott will try it again. Quick hands by Olivia Brecht. Riley Rucker to trigger. Minute 28, still plenty of time. Rucker gets it into Case. In the backcourt, now she'll bring it up with Adriana Ketcher on her. Buffelli, Woolridge coming out on her in the man-to-man. See what kind of set play they run. Coming off the double screen, Rucker, the high-low. Nice catch by Buffelli, and before the shot, they're going to get a hold on Woolridge. And that's four.
Yeah, and Woolridge went way out, probably about 30 feet out to guard her, which you don't really need to do because she's not going to hurt you out there. And then what they did is she passed and went in and just posted her up, and that didn't give her a chance to have the right position on her defensively.
One and one. Up and good.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Clyde right now, I'm just saying you let her stay out there. The time's on your side, so you don't need to get a dumb foul or a turnover.
Free throw number two, no good, and Woolridge cleans the glass. 41-37, a two-possession game. Minute five to play. Catcher almost had it knocked away from behind by Riley Rucker. Woolridge short hops Breck, but she picks it up on the hop. Under a minute to play. CPU playing keep away and a steal by Rucker. Took it away from Woolridge and blocked from behind.
Great hustle play. Great hustle play. She goes from a turnover. A lot of kids would just sit and watch that, not her. She got right back out and made a great defensive play by blocking it.
Two D1s going at it right there.
Yeah. And where's Riley going?
You and I, but is I'm that, not
yeah,
positive
they,
on that.
Wherever, it's going to be a good player for him.
45 seconds to play. Circling left. Driving a kick out. Rucker circles on Sis. Goes up with a one-hand poke shot and got it. And North Scott will use their final timeout.
So tough.
23 for Riley Rucker. And this is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here, but North Scott's out now.
They're out of timeouts, which is that's going to be tough. But, you know, because right now you don't have a chance for the center point to say, hey, here's what we want to run. Take your time. Make sure nothing but a layup. So you keep the clock running. You don't have a chance to tell those girls. So I don't know if I would have called the timeout there, but a lot of timeouts. But, you know, right now, too, he can get in the right defense when he wants to play. Right now you're going to see them probably extend it up and either, if I'm them, yeah, I go full court man and body it up and put Buffelli in the back.
Corson's going to come in, so they're going to bring an extra guard in. And I think she's going to be the designated fouler as well if they need one. 41-39, 39.7 seconds remaining in the game. And CPU with the ball, they've got to go 94 feet. Each team in the bonus, eight team fouls on North Scott or on CPU, and six on North Scott. I have, you have Woolridge throw it in, and I think will. So Allison Woolridge will be the inbounder.
Well, now that, right now you got to come up and get it to your best. You got to get it to your best free throw shooter right now.
Well, that's Woolridge.
That's what I mean. So I don't know. I would want to get it.
Woolridge picks it up in the backcourt, gets ahead to catcher, and traveled with it. Yep. Good call.
Yep.
Turn, and the defender was right there. And now North Scott can tie or take the lead. And you're going to get a timeout by CPU. Full timeout. Leaves them with one with 33.7 to go. Well, you don't need to be a genius to figure out where this one's going to go. It's going to be a two-person game with Rucker and Buffelli.
Yeah, it's going to be, and you might even get an isolation. It depends what center point does. I would be shocked if they came out and did any zone at this point, but I tell you what, for offensively, I could see Buffelli, Menster do a little pick and roll and isolate here, but the question is, what's center point going to do defensively here? Do you stay in the zone, which they've been accustomed to, or do you come out of that and go, man, if I'm them, you know, three wins it, so you got to keep that covered, and you don't want that. You got 33 seconds left, so the last thing you can give up is a three.
I think you go zone because they've been changing in and out. They came out man last time. I say go zone this
time.
Yeah,
well, if they go zone, then you're going to be messing with Rucker. You know, you're going to get, you might give her an open look if they go zone. So, but she's got to knock it down too. But if anybody's going to knock it down, it'll be her.
Catcher, Favors, Brecht, Sisk, and Woolridge for CPU. Happel back in with four fouls. She'll be the inbounder. Buffelli in there, Rucker, Case, and Engelkus. Half a minute to play. North Scott inbounds. They're going to go man. They're going to stay with it. Rucker, far sideline. Gets in the corner now to Presley Case. Comes off the high ball screen. Almost fouled by Woolridge. Looking for some help. No timeouts.
Timeout.
They get it down low to Happel. Happel with the runner, and she was fouled. And is that Woolridge?
Well, if you were going to say Happel's going to be the one that's going to take the shot, I don't think that would have been our first two guesses.
Oh, boy. And that's the fifth on Allie Woolridge. 18 points, but fouls out. But Happel's got to make two here.
Well, and center point's got to block out here, too. You know, you cannot take a free throw rebound for granted.
If you're a CPU, you have got to do everything within your power not to go to overtime now, I think.
No, absolutely. Now with Woolridge gone, and, you know, my money would definitely be on North Scott at that point.
Happel, the sophomore. Two free throws. Up, in and out, no good. Stays a two-point game with 14.5.
North Scott doesn't have a timeout, so, you know, right now you're going to have to coach from the sidelines to get him in the right...
missed them both. Sis, the rebound and a quick foul. Engelkus commits the foul. Her second. We go to the other end with 12.4 to go. And Lamia Sisk with a big one and bonus. And Buffelli will come back in for Corson. 12.4, 1-1, Lamia Sisk.
Yeah, and that's crucial, 1-1 here, so.
Right-hander, bends the knees, puts it up, and spins and falls.
There's not much arch to that shot, so that's either going to go in or it's not. So good for her. Now up three here, you make this. You better not foul regardless if you're center point.
This for a two-possession lead. Short, no good. Rebound, North Scott. They need a three to tie.
Yep.
Case going to go coast-to-coast. Floater, no good. Rebound, Defoe. Favors has it in the backcourt. Are they going to foul? Yes, with six-tenths of a second remaining. And center point, Urbana's going to win.
Yeah, right now Coach Case is yelling, you know, we needed a three, and he's right. And that's where communication has to come in. You got to understand – and talk to your team. When you're on that free throw line, Scott, you say, hey, if she misses this, we got to get a three. If she makes it, we're going right to the basket right away. And there was no conversations at all. And that's something that, you know, that's where leadership comes and experience comes.
Free throw, Bavers up good.
Because I always said, if it's a two-point game or, you know, you need a three, you got to talk. If you're a four-point game or a two-point game, then boom, you just take it right at them. But there was zero communication.
CPU with a two-possession lead. Bavers got them both.
Great
Scoring
win.
The pointers are going to get a
win
huge win. That's it. Oh, the three-quarter court shot hit the rim. Well, that would have got your heart started if that was for the win. 44-39, center pointer Banna gets a big victory in a top 10 battle here tonight at Rivalry Saturday over the defending champion, North Scott Lancers. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back with the Rainer Door postgame show right after this as you're listening to high school basketball on KGYN.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Alliance at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back with you here at Cohawk Arena in Cedar Rapids on the Coe College campus. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer with you here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Center pointer Banna wins the finale here of Rivalry Saturday, 44-39 over the North Scott Lancers. And, boy, big win for the Storm and Pointers in so many different ways.
Well, this just changes the dynamics for them mentality-wise because, you know, you go, well, what can we do to compete with Marion and beat Marion? Well, you just beat North Scott. So that just tells your team right there, it sends the message that we got a chance to have an awfully, awfully good season.
Well, CPU now 2-0 on the year. North Scott falls to 1-1 for the year. Let's take a look at the final scoring numbers for center pointer Banna. Being led by Allie Woolridge, the All-Stater, with 18 points. 10 in the first half, 8 in the second half, 4 field goals, and a perfect 10 out of 10 on the line before fouling out in the last minute. Adriana Catcher with 8 points, all from the field. 5 apiece for Olivia Brecht, who hit a huge 3 in that fourth quarter.
That was a big 3.
Sydney Bavers, a couple of big free throws to ice it. Ended up with 5. Riley Clark had 5 in the first half, and 3 for Lamia Sisk, including a big free throw down the stretch. For North Scott, Riley Rucker, 23 for their All-Stater, leading the way. 9 for Presley Case, but none in the second half for her.
No, that was part of the difference.
Grace Buffelli had 5 points tonight and 2 points for Sydney Happel. Bench scoring was 10-0 That was a big mark in this game as well, as center point Urbana outscored North Scott 10-0. Interestingly enough, each team with 11 two-point goals and 3 3-point goals, the 10-0 bench scoring, and then also CPU with a 13-8 advantage from the free throw line. Free throw, or the shooting, I should say, for the game, center point Urbana was 14 of 37 for 38%, 3 of 12 for 25% from three-point range, 13 of 14 and 93% from beyond, from the free throw line. For the North Scott Lancers, 14 of 46 and 30%, but only 3 of 19 and 16% from three-point land, and 8 of 12, 67% from the free throw line. The final turnover numbers, they had center point Urbana with 23 to 21 for North Scott. CPU had 8 block shots in this game, including 4 by Allie Woolridge, who had a 18.5 rebound, 1 assist, and 4 blocks to go along with 2 steals in the game tonight for center point Urbana. Also, points in the paint, center point Urbana by 2, 20-18. Points off turnovers, North Scott led that 21-19. Second chance points, 8-7 CPU. Fast break points, North Scott 12-4, but those were early. When North Scott was running, this was a different game.
Well, that whole third quarter was, hardly anybody was scoring, and, they weren't getting anything going. And when you say Case didn't have any points in second half, and you got Riley Rucker with 8 turnovers. I mean, those are just things you wouldn't see. But I tell you, Scott, that 1-2-2 caused problems for North Scott. And if I'm a coach watching this game, I'm sitting here going, well, you really can't extend it full court. They're too good. They'll beat you full court doing that. But what center point did at that three-quarter and half court really, really hurt them a little bit.
So the win for CPU, 44-39. How about rebound totals?
Well, very close here, but North Scott with 28, 12 offensive, and 16 defensive. And for center point, they had a total of 31 rebounds with 8 offensive and 23 defensive.
Yeah, Grace Buffelli leading North Scott with 7, including 4 offensive rebounds. And Adriana Catcher leading CPU with 7. Played a very steady game, Catcher did tonight. And North Scott had only 4 assists in this game. CPU had 8.
Yeah, and Woolridge, he was just, we've seen her play a lot, but tonight she just was so involved, and even away from the ball, and, just very impressed with center point right now. And this is going to set the tone for them as they, start their season for sure.
So CPU gets ready for the WOMAC again at 2-0, and a big, big win when you take a look at things at the end of the season, and when you take a look at possible seeding and other things like that. So that'll be a big win right there.
Yep.
Well, let's take a look at all of the games today before we sign off here. Algona Garrigan in the first of the 8 games, a 71-53 winner over Van Buren. It was Maquoketa Valley over MFL Merrimack, 50-37. Then the 6th in a row that we did, Bellevue, 39-29 over Iowa City Regina, who played without Mary Crompton today. Iowa City West over Davenport Assumption, 60-48. It was Springville in overtime over Panorama, 65-53. It was Marion Big over Linmar, 61-16. North Lynn gets by Cascade, 49-44. And center point Urbana, 44-39 winner over the North Scott Lancers in the nightcap. Great day of basketball once again, put on by Scott Monk and company here at Cohawk Arena this year.
Yep, great job by Scott. And again, 14 years of doing this, and just the time and he puts into this, and just a fabulous showcase for girls basketball. So outstanding to him and everybody else that was a part of it.
Yep, couldn't thank them any more than we are right now. And thanks to Ryan Workman, everybody at Coe College for their help as well. And hopefully back bigger and better than ever for Rivalry 15 coming up next year.
Well, hard to do because it was a great turnout today.
Yeah, the crowds were really good.
Wonderful turnout. And Scott just seems to gets the right matchups and the teams and the followings. And that's no small task. So, just great crowd today.
Yeah. So thank you, and we'll let you get home,
fun.
Get some sleep.
Get some beauty sleep. For me, that's probably 8 hours ago.
We'll see you next week.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yep, that's going to wrap things up here tonight. Big thanks as well to Ryan Schlater and Gina Rogers for helping us out today. You'll be hearing more from them on the South Gym games throughout the year, along with Morgan Hawk and Jeff Moss and Jeff Downing and, of course, Alex Kuhn. Providing play-by-play as well for the South Gym games here on KGYM. And a big thanks as well to Jeff Downey. He put in a long day today back in the studio. He was there all day making sure we sound good here on KGYM. And a big thanks to all our great boosters that bring you high school basketball. So that's going to wrap things up from Cohawk Arena and Co College for Rivalry Saturday 14. For Gina and for Ryan and for Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for tuning in throughout the day here in KGYM. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to send you back down to ESPN programming. And so long from Co College.
The race.